from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reports about two more COVID-19 deaths in Dutchess County announced September 13th. That makes six in the last 5 days and 12 for the month. Better news, though, was that they only announced three cases on September 13th, while Ulster County added 28 more cases. Columbia County announced 25 more cases on September 13th. Last Friday, Greene County announced 13 new cases, but has been mum since then. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has awarded the Hudson Valley Collaborative $125,000 to craft a long-term solution to rising sea levels in an effort to preserve the city of Hudson's waterfront. The firm was contracted to preserve the ecology of the waterfront and intertidal marshland while still allowing for recreation as water levels increase, according to a statement released by the DEC. Wendy Andringa of the Hudson Valley Collaborative said the area under scrutiny is city-owned property that is a popular area. She said, and I quote, "It is an active recreational waterfront site with boat launches. The city has summer events there. So it's sort of an open space, and it's a well-loved space right now. But there's room for improvement. And so what we're going to be doing is looking ahead to 2050, 2080, 2100 at how estuary level rise is going to impact that site," end quote. The DEC reports that sea level in the lower Hudson River has risen 15 inches since 1900, and in the 2020s, it is projected to rise another 4 to 10 inches. By mid-century, it is predicted to rise another 9 to 27 inches. Flooding has become more common and flood zones expanded as water level has increased, and the chance of a 100-year flood became 50% more likely during the past year. Andringa said the grant was awarded in partnership with a regional commission that helps Northeast states preserve and advance water quality. DEC's Hudson River Estuary Program focuses on the tidal Hudson and its adjacent watershed from the Federal Dam at Troy to the Verrazano Narrows in New York City. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bobby Welber is reporting for the Hudson Valley Post that the Hudson City Police Department has confirmed that five dead deer were found last week at Oakdale Lake on the city's north side. Pathologists for the State Department of Environmental Conservation believe the deer had contracted epizoomic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, police said. Deer are infected with the disease after being bitten by small flies known as midges. The disease causes intense thirst prior to death, which is most likely why the deer were found at the lake, officials said. The virus has also been identified in Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam, Orange, Rockland, and Westchester counties. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The towns of Saugerties is planning to distribute information about EHD to residents. Town Supervisor Fred Costello said the information campaign is in response to the discovery of dead deer on private properties in the region. The DEC says EHD is not spread from deer to deer, nor can humans be infected by EHD-infected deer or bites from midges. The EHD outbreaks are most common in the late summer and early fall before the first frost kills off the midges and do not have significant long-term impact on deer population. Deer infected with EHD might appear lame or dehydrated. First cases of EHD in New York were confirmed in 2007 when there were outbreaks in Albany, Rensselaer, and Niagara counties. Last year, there was a large outbreak in Orange and Putnam counties that killed an estimated 1,500 deer. Hunters should not handle or eat any deer that appear sick or act strangely. The DEC will continue to monitor the situation. You can read more about this story at HudsonValleyPost.com and the Daily Freeman. Porcupine Soup is reporting that Greenville Day returns this month. The community event was canceled last year due to COVID-19, but the 15th annual family-friendly outdoor gathering with food, fun, and fireworks will take place September 24th and 25th at Vanderbilt Park. The festivities will feature kids, amusement rides, live music by the Luster Kings, animal rides, a petting zoo, food trucks by Pizza Box, Michelle's Lemonade, and the Greenville FFA, a tent craft fair and business expo, and evening fireworks. There will also be a Quack Quack Greenville charity silent auction of decorated fiberglass ducks, a town-wide yard sale, and a Greenville Library book sale. Events scheduled and updates can be found at cpog.org. Attendees are asked to follow current state COVID-19 advisories covering hand washing, social distancing, and mask wearing where appropriate and as directed by signs and event staff. Greenville Day is hosted by Community Partners of Greenville as well as other local sponsors. In 2019, approximately 4,500 people attended Greenville Day. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. A local politician was suspended briefly from Twitter on September 12th. Republican Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin was taken off his Twitter account for a few hours after writing a response to CNN media analyst Brian Stetler. He called him, and I quote, vapid, stupid, a babbling idiot, insipid, and a wet-lipped moron, end quote. Gwen Wright, a Democrat, is running against McLaughlin on November 2nd. The incumbent has spent many hours during his term berating others on Twitter. He wrote, and I quote, I've said way worse about Cuomo, end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.